Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week. On the show with us tonight, John Keevil of Warbringer. How are ya?
Doing great, Jackie. It's good to be on the show.
Yeah, great to talk to you again. Of course, the band recently released the song Firepower Kills, and the recent tour Warbringer with Enforcer, 54 gigs in 54 days, was a very demanding schedule. John, what's necessary to maintain yourselves throughout such a demanding itinerary?
Well, we were on a tour bus, so that makes it livable. It was pretty livable. We had like a shower and a fridge and stuff, but honestly, I had to be really disciplined to pull this off. I was not too thrilled to learn that I was doing a, you know, schedule that everybody who hears about it calls ridiculously demanding. But when I'm there and, you know, I don't have any days off, well, I have to bring myself to a new level as a singer, as a live performer. So I didn't drink the whole tour. I do drink, just I didn't on that tour at all. I had to in order to maintain myself. I did all this physical exercise stuff all every day. You know, I tried to eat really well, just basic stuff, but it gets really hard to do that when you're in like a mobile home and you're in a different city every day and you kind of got to deal with whatever's there. So it was mostly like, for me, honestly, getting that done was sort of a I lurk in my bunk and have a no fun tour. I didn't do a lot of rock and roll stuff at all besides the actual rocking and rolling. But it was kind of funny because I felt like the mentality it sort of forced on us would be like if we're like competition athletes before the big game or something. That's kind of the mental state that it put the band in. And it really brought out the best in the band. I was really proud of everyone's performances. And I was proud of myself for getting through it. My voice was pretty strong throughout, which usually I have a tough time maintaining a level that I'm really happy with throughout a long time.
John Keevil of Warbringer with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. New music from Warbringer for you now. Firepower Kills. It's Full Metal Jackie. Warbringer singer John Keevil on the show with us tonight. And John, after much disruption, the band has remained relatively stable for a while with Chase Bryant coming up on 2 years. How did the new album benefit from that consistency?
Oh, greatly so. Just we had a working existing crew. Myself, Carlos, and Adam were kind of in the driver's seat of songwriting, as we were with the last record. And we had a pretty unified vision for where the band's going, what it's doing. We've had problems with that in the past, or just arguments when we're making the record about what the record should be. So I think just the last record, Woe to the Vanquish, got such a great response. And we're all so proud of it that it really brought a lot of stability to the band. The other thing is, with the exception of this tour we just did, we hadn't been doing these kind of tours for a while. So I think that in like 2008 through 2011 era Warbringer, we really burned the candle at both ends, and a lot of people went by the wayside just because the band was grinding so hard. So I think it's also that we aren't so relentlessly active, and people have some time for their own lives that keeps the whole thing a little more stable, because it used to not be that way.
John Keevil of Warbringer on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, Joss's weekly pick from the pit. We'll also check out music from Motorhead, Megadeth. John's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, John Keevil of Warbringer is with us on the show tonight. And John, you've studied to be a history professor. In what ways has being the front man of a thrash metal band also been a teaching opportunity?
Oh, man. Well, I can tell you plenty about how I've learned from it. I think that's how I ended up on this track. And I should point out, I have just a bachelor's degree now. I need at least one more degree before I can teach as a professor. So I got a long road ahead of me still, but I'm a good ways along it. One thing is I get to see so much of the world doing this, and I think that really helps when I read stuff. It really helps connect it, because most of the places I'm reading about, well, I've been there and I've met people from there, and you kind of can see what's there now and what they end up like. And then just, I guess as a teaching opportunity, I can bring that back, and I brought it to like, when I was in university, I brought it there, And when I'm out on the road, I'm kind of, sometimes I'll get in this mode where I'll just talk to random people and sort of tell them about whatever I was just reading about. And I just like that, where I'm one of those people that loves a chance to figure something out and then explain it to other people. So I do that kind of casually with people I'm touring with, or just with like random fans from the show on any night where I kind of have the energy. And there's many out there who can attest to this, where I'll get into, you know, either historical or modern, or I had a long, you know, sometimes I learn stuff from people. There was a legal expert who told me about like the exact legal technicalities around Brexit and how it's this weird unprecedented thing that's never happened before, where they're hacking it out pretty much. And I thought this was very interesting. So I get to talk to people sometimes, but I'm learning from people by being out there among them all the time. I'm always watching and listening, and anybody who's got something interesting to say, I'm all ears.
John Keevil of Warbringer on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Black Sabbath, Anthrax, and more with John. It's Full Metal Jackie. John Keevil of Warbringer is with us on the show tonight. And John, there's always been an intellectual component to your lyrics. In what ways did the academic side of your life inform the new songs even more than before?
That's been something that's been going on for a minute, because it took me some years. You know, I finished my bachelor's degree. That's 4 years of schooling, you know, and I got to do some more before I can do what I want to. But basically, I'll sum it up like this. If you want to write music about evil, the real world gives you all the source material you could ever need. You don't need to conjure some made-up figure with horns or whatever to represent evil. People, the ones you know around you, have it in them, and that's the stuff. I guess the academic part of my life really gets me interested in those questions. So there's a few songs on the new record that delve into this. There's one that deals with what you might call the colonial impulse, which is something we live in the shadow of today, and a lot of the debates you'll hear on the news go back to that and their roots. So there's one of those. It's a long, proggy, dark number. And there's one where the closing track on the record, for instance, is something where I deal with the war theme, but from a very like first-person emotional state, so not the battle itself, but what motivates the individual to take part in all this. And what I kind of got at, and I wanted to make the song hurt emotionally, is family ties, you know, father, family, country, you know, the idea of making those who came before you proud and all that. And that's like juxtaposed with a World War I era battle that the speaker of the song eventually goes in, where he dies ingloriously and then asks what it was all for, you know. So I try to sort of split, because I have this very, intellectual component to what I'm trying to get at, but I'm still writing songs that are supposed to hit on an emotional level. So I really try to walk that tightrope between those two things and make it so the depth is there if you look for it, but that it just hits you on the first listen as well. So my writing's really geared towards trying to walk that tightrope.
John Keevil of Warbringer on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we're going to check out new music from Toxic Holocaust. We'll also hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And we'll have more with John Keevil. Full Metal Jackie, John Keevil of Warbringer on the show with us tonight. Warbringer has shared the stage with some of the architects of thrash metal, like Megadeth, Testament, and Overkill. What commonality have you found, regardless of generational differences, both musically and personally?
Well, I'd say musically, a lot of these guys really do regard us. I'd say, you know, it's from way back when, but I'd say Exodus has treated us with, like, exceptionally great warmth in this regard. Where I remember on our first tour in 2008, where we were by no means the professional outfit we are now, they were like, man, you guys are, you're kind of wild, you're just like we were, you know. And I found often that I think the music comes from a really similar place. You have people, everybody in this genre one way or another ended up being on stage playing this loud, aggressive, angry music. So I think there's a commonality in, you know, it, like whatever stew of personalities ends up in thrash metal, like we're not so different from these guys are in terms of who we actually are as people, what we feel that makes us make this music. I don't see an enormous gap there. And also, like, from these bands, many of them have said, like, have compared us to themselves, which I can only take as a compliment.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very, very humbling.
It's Full Metal Jackie, John Keevil with us. New Warbringer record, 2020, yes?
Yes, absolutely. It is done and recorded.
Awesome. We're looking forward to hearing more. And John, so great to catch up with you. Thanks for being on the show and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jackie. Thanks for having me. It was great talking to you.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.